This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And I thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing and becoming centered within yourself, letting all the extremities of your body, outside of your body, all the external influences, just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus on relaxing and letting go of all the turmoil, letting go of all the things that may be holding you back or holding you in a lower vibration. Feel yourself just rising in vibration now. Even as we begin this process, just focus on your breathing now. Take a deep breath in, breathe in the light, and exhale out any darkness, again, any negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers. Become aware of all of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened or reawakened. And particularly the alignment of those chakras. See all of the chakras in perfect alignment along your spinal cord, from just below your feet with the Earth Star chakra, all the way up through all of the chakras until you get to the Soul Star chakra just above your head. And focusing on each one individually now, focus first on the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, and that chakra that connects you to Gaia has that eternal connection to Gaia. And see that as a deep earth brown color. And then moving up to your root chakra at the base of the spine, deep ruby red color, bright ruby red color. Moving up to this sacral area, orange. Into the solar plexus, yellow, bright, bright yellow is the sun. The heart center, the midpoint between the 4 chakras below and the 4 chakras above, deep blue-green. Just above your heart center, the high heart center, which has become reactivated in all of you, magenta. Throat area, sky blue. The third eye center in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. The crown chakra, the top of the head, gold or violet or silver, And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now see all of the colors in their highest intensity, the brightest intensity you can possibly imagine or image in. Know that as you raise the intensity of those colors, you're raising the vibration within each of those chakras, thereby raising the vibration in your entire etheric body, your astral body, and your physical body, and all of the other higher bodies within you. And if you bring all of the chakra centers now, all of those chakras into merge into one, into the soul star chakra, you are now then in your light body. Your conscious knowing self, simply move that into your soul star chakra, or the combination of all of the chakras coming together, creating the light body or the Merkaba light vehicle, and feel yourself rising now away from your physical body. And get that sense of moving away from the physical form. Actually see your physical body falling below you as you rise upward. Rise up in the building wherever you are, to the ceiling, through the ceiling, and on up into the sky. Feel the sun's rays, the clouds all around you. Feel the air. And continue to move up, leaving your physical body behind, falling behind below you. As you move up to past the Earth's atmosphere, become aware now of all of the ships that are no longer cloaked to you. They are only cloaked to those that do not have eyes to see or do not have that higher vibration to be able to see. But you now, with your higher vibration, are able to see the ships. You are able to see out and beyond the Earth's atmosphere into the solar system, the planets in the solar system, the sun of the solar system, and through the sun out into the galaxy, all the way to the central sun of the galaxy, and beyond that galaxy, this galaxy, to many, many other galaxies, billions of other galaxies within the universe, and all of the central suns, taking you all the way to the central sun of the universe itself, the cosmic source of this universe. And connecting now to that cosmic source, feeling the connection, knowing the connection, and feeling the energy as much as you possibly can. The energy here is so much more powerful than you can possibly imagine, but you can feel a smidgen of it, just a small portion of it. Feel that moving into your light body. And then come all the way back down, bringing that portion, just that small portion of energy back down with you. Back down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies. And know that energy flows through all of these central suns from the central source of the universe, the cosmic source of this universe. Sends energy out to all of the central suns, all of the billions of galaxies, to finally come down as it's been stepped down to lower and lower and lower vibrational frequency, to the point where it can be brought into this solar system through your sun of this solar system, and down to the Earth. Lower vibration, much lower vibrational frequency, but yet still higher, much higher than the vibrational frequency here on the Earth in the third dimensional illusion. So feel that portion of energy that you brought down with you. And feel your connection now to the earth, to Gaia. As you bring that energy down with you, down to the earth, feel yourself just floating down, back down to the planet, touching down on the surface of the planet. And that energy within each and every one of you is brought down. Portion that can be here for the earth, can be here for Gaia. That Gaia is able to take this energy and feel it moving throughout her entire system, through all of her chakra centers. And feel the earth now, the earth under your feet, under your light body feet, but you still have a physical form to your light body. Feel that energy moving into the earth and the earth energy moving back up into you and connecting the one to the all and the all to the one. That energy now flowing across the entire surface of the planet to all areas of darkness. That energy as light, pure, brilliant, white light shooting out in all directions across the planet into all dark areas, illuminating those dark areas. Wherever there was once darkness, wherever there was once shadows, they have now been brought up into the light. Revealing the truth everywhere. And see those truths coming out as a collective. Not so much each individual truth, but truth in general coming out to the entire collective consciousness of this planet. And more people taking this light of truth into them and hastening their awakening process. They are not already awakened. They are becoming awakened now. Visualize them becoming awakened. Awakened to the truth. The truth of all of the lies that have been told throughout millennia. Now coming to an understanding that you are indeed free as a species, as a civilization here on the earth, you are free. Free to literally roam about the planet and beyond the planet. To other planets, other systems, all of this is available to you in your crystalline light body. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form. And as you enter your physical form, as you bring your light body and your Merkaba light vehicle back into your physical form, feel that energy that you brought from the great central sun of this universe, the cosmic source. Feel that energy now within your physical body as well. Moving throughout your entire physical form. healing any areas that need to be healed. Energy flowing freely, all of the meridians of your body, all of the connections within your body where energy flows. You can come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda, and I come at this time to be with you in these continuing momentous times, these times that you came here for so long ago, and find yourself here in a moment of deep understanding, more and more understanding everything that is happening both within you and around you. That is increasing and will continue to increase as your cellular structure continues to crystallize and you move more and more fully into your light body, not just temporarily as you've just done, but permanently as in your ascension process. And all of those things that are seemingly breaking down across the planet in so many different ways are indeed doing that. It is not seemingly. It is actually happening. The breakdown across the planet through all of the culture, all of your civilization, all of the different countries and nationalities and race, and everything is indeed breaking down everywhere. But it must happen, as you have heard many times previously. There must be a complete falling down of the old system in order for the new system to take over, for the new system to take effect. It is as if a fire burns out all the old, and in its replacement comes the new growth of a new forest, a new understanding, a new truth, a new level of realizing who you truly are, where all that you have forgotten comes back to your remembrance. And you have forgotten much over the many lifetimes that you have been here on this sojourn and this journey here in this evolution. You have forgotten much, but much is coming back to you in remembrance as well. And it must happen. It must come back to you. And all that has fallen, all that has been broken down, will be rebuilt. Rebuilt in a much better, stronger way. For this is the new golden age that is fast approaching, and the breakthrough that follows the breakdown is also fast approaching, in process. It is not all at once, it is not all one thing. But it is many things coming together, many different breakthroughs coming together to create that one major breakthrough that is just over the horizon now at this point, where you can literally begin to see it. For those that have eyes to see, you can see the breakthrough. It is there. It is coming, coming as the new dawn is approaching. And that new dawn is going to take you higher and higher in vibrational frequency throughout the entire planet, throughout the entire collective of who you are as a race, as a being, as humanity. There is nothing and no thing that can stop it now other than your thoughts. Your thoughts are the only thing that can stop this. So whenever you have those negative thoughts, those thoughts that are part of the breakdown, as you discussed earlier, immediately replace those negative thoughts or those breakdown thoughts with breakthrough thoughts. They are there. You just have to reach for them and pull them out. And at the same time, you are raising your vibrational frequency, and everything is about vibration and consciousness. And as you raise your vibrational frequency, your consciousness raises as well. And as your consciousness raises at a personal level, you raise the entire consciousness of the collective as well. Break down, break through. Micro, macro. It is all one and the same. So above, so below. So below, so above. Everything is connected. And you are finding that connection more and more if you allow it, if you allow the vibrational frequency within each and every one of you to continue to rise higher and higher. And again, there is nothing stopping this except for you and your thoughts. But your thoughts, remember, are part of the collective consciousness. They are part of the universal mind. And all of those thoughts go out into the universal mind and are picked up throughout the collective consciousness of man. Trust. Continue to trust in yourselves, in each other, and in the great universal plan that is indeed at work here. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to rise higher and higher within yourselves and reach for the sky, for there is no limitation for yourselves. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to move ahead with your questions if you have them. We are not going to follow up that wonderful discourse by that of Sananda, but we are going to ask you if you have questions, we can help you. And remember, as Shoshana has given many times, that if you have an unanswered question within you and are not wanting to ask that question, then you are holding others back as well who also have that same question and would like answers if they can get them. But you must ask in order to receive. Would there be questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Just wondering if you can tell us if Jared Rand is still working on putting together those celestial chambers, which are supposedly like med beds, and if that's still going on. I just watched a video about 3 years old, and just wondering if that's anywhere near completion. And I definitely need it for my mom for dementia.
This one you speak of, without going into detail about this particular personality, we can say that he is one that is reaching out to the public and bringing this information forward about the idea of medbeds or the idea of technology that is beyond your current capabilities of your medical science. It is going to take it to another level. And he is indeed one that is championing the cause here, bringing it out to the public as much as possible. As for the celestial healing chambers, the med beds are a precursor of that. The celestial chambers are aboard the ships, and they are in inner Earth, in Agartha, and will eventually be given to the population of this planet, the surface population of this planet, when the vibrational frequency reaches the point where this technology can be brought forth. But as far as the med beds themselves, that technology is already in process of being distributed throughout the planet. It just will take a certain occurrence or happening in order to make it a mass rollout of this particular technology. But it is coming. So be patient and continue to personally and individually raise your own vibrational frequency as much as you possibly can, whenever you can, within each and every moment, and you will find that the collective vibrational frequency and consciousness will raise across the planet, which will then certainly bring forth these new medical technology, or technology that is not so much medical, but that is beyond the medical understanding that you have at this time today. Shoshana, would you add here?
We do not.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about the fire on Maui and I noticed looking at the pictures that the whole town of Lahaina was completely burned, except there's a huge banyan tree, I understand, right in the middle of town that survived and didn't get burned. But anyway, I'm almost positive it has to do with the dark in there. And of course, Maui, Hawaii is a heart center, a heart chakra of the planet. And could you go in a little detail on why they did that? And was it to attack our heart center?
You can say that you have already, in many respects, answered your own question here. And in your earlier discussion, as we find it, you also answered this question as well. You know that it is not Gaia herself that is creating these occurrences, for Gaia herself would not do it in this way. It is certainly a directed response or a directed action by those of the dark forces here in order to lower the vibrational frequency of the entire planet, which they think they are doing through going through this particular area, as well as other areas that they have focused on at other times. It is all about vibrational frequency and consciousness and lowering that wherever they have the opportunity to do it. And this is their plan, their game plan, over and over and over, and they continue to work that game plan. But know that everything that they do, there is an opposite effect of what they are attempting to do. For they are simply bringing forward more and more disclosure of the truth, as you have said earlier as well in your discussion. And that truth is coming forward in so many different ways. So whenever they do their chess move, you might say, there is an alternate chess move that is going to stop the move that they just made. You see? And it leads more and more, if you think about it in terms of your game of chess, it leads more and more to check and checkmate. That is what we will say. Shoshana.
We can share a little on this if this brother wishes us to share.
Sure, always.
Dear brother, in the being of each, the heart center is the most vulnerable. It is the thing that breaks when the weight is too heavy on the being, when there is heartbreak from illness or relationships or death, or it's all targeted in the heart center of the being. But the heart is resilient. The being is resilient. What we can add here is that the heart center of the planet that you live on has a spiritual counterpart, an etheric counterpart that cannot die, that cannot vanish, that cannot be attacked. It prevails. Just as the human, the physical human can perish, the etheric human cannot. It prevails, you see. So there is much more to the story than just a physical attack. The dark ones that attempted this do not understand the truth that Gaia cannot perish, you see. So even though this was an attempt, it will always fail, as there is more to the story than just the physical. Namaste.
Thank you. I thought it was interesting that the banyan tree that had been there, you know, was huge, survived. And that's like rooted, you know, that's what you were saying, the etheric, that's kind of a representation of the etheric part of it. That banyan tree is still alive.
Yes, we agree, dear brother, that this is your sign. This is your sign that she will go on and destruction is not possible on the level that they wish to destruct. It is not possible. Namaste.
Yes.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, dear brother.
Linda, I have a...
Go ahead, Linda.
I'm sorry. Thank you. I have a related question to that. Can you tell us a little bit about the Lemurian connection there, perhaps a temple that is there? As I visualize it, I do see something like a chest, some physical entity, physical object there with golden light. And I believe that part of this attack there is to open that, to take it so it's not accessible. Could you speak a little bit about that, or perhaps my vision is not correct? Thank you.
What you are seeing is the remnants of that which would be the Lemurian connection here and the Lemurian energy that continues to flow in that area. And certainly those of the forces of darkness have known about this connection to Lemuria and all of this. They have kept it from your history books as much as they possibly have been able to. But that is changing now, as Atlantis and Lemuria in some ways are all returning here in terms of the energy that they carry. And it is all coming forward in truth and understanding across the planet by more and more people. And this is just another indication of that attempt to lower the vibrational frequency. For the vibrational frequency in that area, because of the strong connection to the Lemurian civilization, was very, very high, and they are attempting to lower that energy, for they know it is a very strong connection or very strong vortex connection for the entire planet here, as you have said, the heart connection here. And that is what is occurring. As to your exact visualization, that was for you, not so much to share as a group here. But your connection, as you certainly were in Lemuria in that time, and you have a very strong connection, as you have already stated earlier, to that area here now in the physical. Shoshana.
Do you wish for us to share, dear sister, or do you feel that what you have received is sufficient?
Please go ahead and share.
Dear sister, the great knowledge of Lemuria and its great artifacts that knowledge is embedded are safe. You see, the majority of that which was Lemuria is under the sea, has been protected by the great seas, the great ocean. Those things that Lemuria brought forth, as you saw in your vision, have been protected in cavernous areas that are well below the ocean and are not accessible to these dark ones. The islands that rose, that you call the Hawaiian Islands, are simply a portion of Lemuria, remnants, as you have called them. And they are not the full story. The full story is beneath the ocean. So that is what we have to share. Namaste.
Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. Is there another question here?
Yes, this is Lorelei, dear one. We know that the dark side has the capability, or has had the capability, to cause these weather interruptions and send energies and cause fires and whatever. So I have a question. I'm curious whether they still have the weather ability, or did we get into our hands? That's one. And my other question is, it seems like it would be beneficial for this to come out really in the public eye, that they have this ability and they've been doing this. I mean, will it come out more in the public eye, like through Congress or something, or is it mostly going to stay in the inner community of people who know the truth?
As we can say here, this information is going to come out through a process here. And it is going to continue that way for a little bit here yet, before a major breakthrough comes. And as Sananda gave earlier, that major breakthrough is not far off. You can begin to see it over the horizon here, for those that do have the eyes to see. But understand that more and more are having those eyes to see and ears to hear. So it is coming closer and closer and closer. So we would say, do not be overly concerned. Be care about those that have lost their lives and their livelihoods and all of this, yes. But do not become too entrenched in the lower vibrations of this. Instead, raise your vibration, which also will also help those that are having these difficulties to find that their vibration increases as well as a result. Okay, Shoshana?
We wish to share. Dear sister, may we share?
I always love to hear from you, sister.
Thank you, and we wish to clarify your question. Do you wish to know if weather modification exists on your planet? Or do you wish to know if weather modification is in the hands of evil on your planet?
I wish to know the second. Do they still have it, or did we get it back from them somehow?
Dear sister, there is a great battle occurring regarding this. And just as any great battle, it still is raging, and those that are on the side of the light are working on this on behalf of the entire planet and all of humanity and its creatures, you see. They are working on this. What is very important is that each being that is aware educates themselves to understand what is really happening and spread the word. We have seen this. Spread the word that these things that are occurring are an attempt to sabotage the weather. There are many things occurring in the opposite that assist you. There are those that stop the force of a hurricane, that reroute it for you. There are many that control, have control of the opposite, yet there is still control of that which is perhaps a devastation to your planet. But more and more, those that are on the side of the light are controlling this and working on the idea that when something happens or occurs, they sabotage the plan. And you will see this. We will also say that in your schools, in your higher education bodies, the idea of geoengineering, weather geoengineering, is being taught every day. What is important here is that it falls into the right hand, not into the evil ones. For controlling some natural disasters is a plus for humanity, you see. So fear not, we are gaining. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you, sister.
Yes.
We are done. We need to release channel here, but before we do, we know there are the email questions. Can you please ask them?
Yes, thank you. The first question is, what will the crystalline light body enable us to do or to be?
Everything. No limitations. But understand that when you first are able to have this body, as you are saying here, this crystalline light body, when you have moved through ascension, it will be as if you are in some ways a newborn, where you have to learn, you have to relearn here how to utilize it, how to know what it is capable of, what you are capable of. And as you continue to grow in this manner, you will find that you are capable of everything. No limitation. Limitation is only in the mind. Remember, the mind is the builder. It can build for limitation, or it can build for no limitation. See? Shoshana, do you have anything you
add? We can add our perspective here, as we added this in our previous call, that the crystalline body moves about in the fifth dimension. It takes on the energetic pulses of the fifth dimension and operates in that area. So all things that exist in your third dimensional consciousness exist at a much higher vibrational level at the fifth dimensional consciousness, and that the crystalline body exists there, you see. So as one who serves has given, the limitation would not exist because the third dimensional mind, which creates the limitation, will not exist at the fifth dimensional level. Namaste.
Very good. And your next question?
Yes, the last question here is, a person wrote in, experienced that their dog had died, and are asking, will we be seeing our beloved pets and our loved ones on the other side?
We will say just briefly here, and then we will turn this over to Shoshana. But understand that there was a movie, What Dreams May Come. And that particular movie with Robin Williams, that was a strong indication of what happens at the passing of the from the physical form. and the connection to your loved ones, including that of pets. Of course, it was a fictionalized understanding of this, but very close to reality, as the one who wrote this received much in being able to bring this forward as a movie for many to experience. That is all we will say about that. Shoshana, do you have anything you would add?
We will add here. And this is difficult to understand, we think, or difficult to put into words, we would say. The idea of death and the idea of separation is a terrible, difficult, painful program that runs amok in this third dimensional world. Therefore, when one loses a pet or a human or anything that they love, the deep emotional pain will exist and will be with them because of the program of separation. But what we will say is that there is no separation. And when the consciousness, the limited consciousness of the third dimensional program of separation is gone, is obliterated, then there would not be such a question that will we see our pets? Will we see our loved ones? You will be your pets. You will be your loved ones. You will be one with them. You already are one with them. The vibration is all one, you see. But understanding and knowing that separation is not real, is not the truth, is beyond what most people understand. But we will emphasize here that there is no real separation, that you are always one with them, and you will find that out. You will either find that out in your ascended state or the state in which you pass on from this third dimensional consciousness and move toward a fuller understanding of oneness. Namaste.
Very good. Do you have anything to impart in closing here?
We will just say that times on your planet are becoming intense, and that the light will win. The light has won. But you must stand tall, stand straight, and invoke your own power, your own I Am presence in each moment, you see. And as we have spoken about on this call, that as you invoke the I Am presence and become the strength that you already are, you lend permission to others. You uplift them through your strength. You must continue to do that because this is coming where you must stand up for others, and you must be strong, and you must invoke your I Am presence. Namaste.
Very good. And we simply say, brace for impact as the breakthrough that you are all looking for is coming. But of course, there is always the breakdown first. And that is what you are in right now. Breakthrough is coming. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.